Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231 as we launch here in hour number two of the program. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. It is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Let's jump right into your calls. Start with Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, good evening, boys. There was a few things I wanted to mention that is very important. One, we have a new bill coming into the House where they're going to try to take our guns away, H.R. 1022.
Now, wait, what is this, the U.S. House?
Yeah.
H.R. 1022, you say?
Yeah.
Okay, and what are the details as you understand them?
Well, as far as I know, that this is to take our guns away, period. And people need to start calling Washington. I mean, I've already told Nancy, I said, you better not even let this show up in the House.
Fire up the fax machine, Paula.
Are you ready to Nancy, too?
I can get on the phone to him. I raised Cain up there. But anyway, there's another few things, too. This thing with Obama, people have got to start calling the U.S. Attorney General's office and also the Supreme Court because they're trying to drop this. And this is a constitutional thing, and they've already violated the Constitution by not taking this case.
Now, Paula, if I might make a suggestion to you, I mean, you've been calling this show for years. I don't remember when it was that we first got your calls, but it's been a long time. And you've been calling in, and you've said that you've got a connection to people in D.C. You seem a very, very well-connected lady. And a lot of things come in on your fax machine, a lot of things go out on your fax machine, and you seem to be pretty connected for somebody who's down there in Florida. Why don't you have the Internet yet?
Because, for one thing, I just, I really don't like it. Matter of fact, the computer's dangerous. I mean, it gets off radiation, too. And, I mean, I just, I'd rather talk to somebody than to get on the Internet.
Paula,
contact person to person, I think, is a lot better.
Do you use a microwave, Paula?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to warm something up, but that's about it. Anyway,
Well, Sam, the microwave has the grill.
That's true.
Protection grill.
Computer cases are not grounded.
No, they are grounded, but they can still, I don't know. But I've never heard of anybody getting sick from using their computer too much, except for just staying up too late and not getting any sleep.
No, they said that they can actually just fill your house with radiation.
That's one of the things I'm concerned with here, Paula. I feel like you're getting a lot of your information from your fax machine and the occasional...
Don't cell phones give off radiation?
Cell phones do.
And what about these new towers they're getting ready to bring out?
Towers with radio antennas. Yeah, there have been radio antennas transmitting electromagnetic radiation through your body ever since you were probably born. So, what I want to point out here, Paula, and it's just a suggestion. It's your life. You don't have to do anything that you don't want to. But it's just a suggestion. Because if you're getting information from limited sources, let's say we've heard over the years, you've told us you've got your fax machine and you get various different faxes from people. You also have a few newsletter subscriptions, as I understand it. Now, I presume they're coming through the U.S. mail. Maybe some come through the fax machine, but you've got very limited amount of information sources, and essentially, you know, you're kind of living in the 20th century as far as the amount of information that you have available to you. Now, the reason
I have
a lot
more than what you think.
I absolutely believe that you have a lot of information coming to you. But what I'm pointing out here is that the information you're taking out of your fax machine seems to me you're just taking it at face value. And when you told me a few moments ago that there's this gun ban that's been introduced and it's going to take away all the guns, I went ahead and I asked you for the number of the piece of legislation.
H.R. 1022.
Right, H.R. 1022, and I went and I punched that up, and it turns out that H.R. 1022 is a bill that was introduced back in 2007, so almost 2 years ago.
Well, they said they're going to bring it to the House again.
Well, I'm sure somebody's going to reintroduce something like that, but what I'm pointing out here is that if you thought it was currently H.R. 1022, it is not. Paula, that piece of legislation does not exist anymore. They may reintroduce it under a new number. They may add some changes to it. But what I'm pointing out here is you could have checked the facts on that story that you might have received on your fax machine. You could have checked it out by punching it up on the Internet.
It was on the Power Hour about this. Okay.
Right, it's a radio show, and radio shows are just as questionable as a fax that happens to come through your fax machine.
Well, I called the representatives about it, okay, and they knew about it. And so I told them, I said, don't even let it come into the House.
Well, you know, I appreciate all the effort, Paula, and I'm sure that they're listening. Whether they actually care is another question.
I appreciate that, too.
As a matter of fact, there's something they told me. They said, since this happened with the economy and all this, the Democrats are very, very shaky now about this bailout. And they said it's not working out the way they want it to.
Aren't they going
to
do another bailout? Isn't Bush talking about one more bailout before he leaves office?
They said something about this $350 billion that's left. And you know, Obama must have already gone to him to get this already started.
Well, I think they say one thing and they do another, Paula. They might say one thing while you're on the phone with them and then completely do something else, like they did with the bailout. And a lot of people called them and said they didn't want that, and they did it anyway.
I mean, I believe in the international forecaster is saying. He is right on the money.
International forecaster? Is that one of your newsletters?
Does he tell the weather?
No, I listen to him on the radio.
Where do you hear him? Is that
on
short
the Power Hour.
Oh, the Power Hour.
And
okay.
On Alex's program, too.
So do you see where I'm coming from, Paula, on my suggestion as to why the Internet might be valuable to you? It would help you sift
even
through.
Even dial-up. You could get dial-up.
That's true.
$10 a month, it's cheap.
It would help you sift through a lot of this information, some of which is just, I'm sorry, but it's just not accurate.
Well,
do you
I'm
see
going
the value
by
in that?
What, I mean, I contact people. When I get information, I contact people.
And you verify
to find
it?
Out about it.
You check it out?
Yeah, check it out.
But then why didn't you know that 1022 was old legislation? It disappeared 2 years ago.
No, from what I understand, from what we just heard, and I called the representative, and they said, yes, they knew about this. And so I told them, I said, don't even think about even letting it come back in the House.
All right. Well, you know what I do appreciate, Paula, is I do appreciate your activism.
Well,
I mean, there aren't very many people that are going to pick up their phones and call anybody and do it and lift a finger to do anything. And that's something that you do. You're really good on the phones. And I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Hey, I'm just trying to help her out here with a little suggestion.
Gentle pushes.
Well, it's not a bad idea to check some claims. If somebody makes a claim, you go on the Internet, and there are all of a sudden 100,000 different websites that you can verify
It's funny how Scott in Massachusetts, who called in earlier, is all worried about the Jews running the government, when in fact, Paula and her family do.
If he
the House
knew.
Of David, isn't it?
Whatever.
1-800-259-9231. Now, as far as an assault weapons ban is concerned, I mean, just to look at what it was she was talking about here, H.R. 1022, it was the reauthorization of the assault weapons ban. So I guess they banned so-called assault weapons in the 90s during the Clinton administration. It expired.
And the Republicans did this.
They were accomplices in that. Yeah,
that was a Republican sponsored bill, from what I understand.
Was it? Wow. Okay. Well, anyway, so now they were looking at reinitiating it, and it didn't make it through. But they could try again, and inevitably, if they try again, it'll probably come back with some new provisions. They might clamp down a little bit further on what is and what isn't available out there, and it may be one of the reasons why a lot of people have been going out and buying guns. I mean, they've been reporting that gun sales are up since Obama was elected, and so maybe they feel like even if this hasn't been reintroduced, that it's blowing in the wind, and that, you know, the gun owners are feeling like it's time to stock up. Could this come back? Could assault weapons be banned? Sure. You better believe it could.
Sure they could.
Yeah, I mean, I would say odds are good. I'm surprised it wasn't reinitiated already.
It's funny, the assault weapons, it's just another name for a type of rifle. You know,
I mean, so I understand it a very loosely defined kind of
right.
Rifle.
Sometimes you can just the difference of wooden stock versus a plastic stock will make one an assault ban.
I have actually some pre-banned guns. One of them is a Tech 9. It's a old gun that used to be used in drive-by shootings. Mm-hmm. The Intratech, the company that made it, some employees put together a kind of a homemade video showing you how to convert it to an automatic weapon. That's one of them.
Nice.
One of the features on it, though, is a barrel shroud, which is kind of like a metal tube that has holes drilled in it. Now, it makes the gun look really mean, so that's why they banned it.
Yeah.
But it also keeps you from burning your hand on a hot barrel after shooting it. So
it's all about the looks, though, huh?
Yeah, and then there's rules about 10 American parts, or there's so many parts that have to be American-made. So they do all these things, jump through all the little hoops to get the same guns or as close as they can get to these assault weapons,
right,
brought over, put together in a U.S. factory with so many U.S. parts so they can be sold. And it's just ridiculous.
It is. And, of course, none of it's going to keep guns out of the hands of those who want them. There are so many guns already on the streets. I mean, even if all of the legitimate gun dealers just stopped selling guns, they wouldn't go away. And they would just turn over to the black market, and black market manufacturers would start popping up. There's no end to the gun. It has been invented. It will never be uninvented.
Right. You're not going to get rid of it.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So hold on to yours and bury them if you have to. This is Free Talk Live.
It's It's time for the Finally Thin Radio Minute with tips, information, and motivation to achieve your own success on any weight loss plan. Here's your host, noted author and diet expert, Kim Benson.
Are you trying to eat less? Well, here's three ways you can do that. One, you can eat less of your current foods, you know, smaller portion sizes, usually much smaller. Two, you can lighten up your current foods and recipes by swapping out ingredients. And three, you can try and find new recipes and foods. I found that controlling my own recipes, lightening it up by using lower fat ingredients, enabled me to make and eat a higher volume of food for less calories, and that kept me satisfied. Today, I desire to eat less than I used to because my body's smaller and my habits have changed. But that change came slowly, over quite a long time. Right from the beginning, I was eating enough great-tasting food that I really enjoyed what I was doing, and that bought me the time I needed to work on those small changes along the way. For the Finally Thin Radio Minute, I'm Kim Benson.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit KimBenson.com. Kim Benson tried every diet going, but yo-yoed her way to 350 pounds. Then she did it. 212 pounds later, she is finally thin. How she did it and how you can too is all in her new book, Finally Thin. Finally Thin breaks down success into a 10-step system showing readers exactly how she accomplished her weight loss goal. A must-have for anyone trying to lose weight. Finally Thin by Kim Benson is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, including the bulletin board system. Over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Head over to bbs.freetalklive.com to get interactive for free. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's both private and confidential. It's guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, you can get a free account there today because normal email is not secure. That's privacyharbor.com.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Roy is on the line in New York. Roy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello there, boys. How's it going?
Just super. What's on your mind, Roy?
Well, I had I wanted to point out something. Like, when you're on a road trip and you're driving down the interstate and then you pass the state line, the first thing you see is a sign. It says, "Welcome to Pennsylvania or Ohio or Indiana or whatever." And then you'll see a series of signs like, "Don't litter, $500 fine," or, you know, you gotta wear your seatbelt here, it's the state law, or turn your windshield wipers on, and, or turn your headlights on when the windshield wipers are in use, state law.
Yep.
So you're kind of bombarded by, you know, and it really kind of drives the point home where I don't feel too welcome when I cross the state line.
Government likes telling you what to do.
Yep. Hey, welcome to our state, now here's how we own you.
Yeah, exactly. That's the first thing they do is, you know, welcome to our state. Now, here's how we're going to threaten you. Now, the first time I went to New Hampshire, I drove up through Vermont and then into New Hampshire. And it said, "Welcome to New Hampshire." And then it says, "Seatbelt use optional for those over 18. Use common sense. It's the New Hampshire way."
Yeah, that is what it says. It's certainly refreshing.
Yeah, it was kind of a surprise. So you guys got that. You have a whole live free or die thing going on there. But I was wondering if you guys could talk a little bit more about the nuances of the New Hampshire political culture, like, and explain maybe why didn't Ron Paul get more votes than he did, or how you think Massachusetts immigrants are going to affect the New Hampshire political scene, things like that. I don't really
know. Well, I mean, to start with the last point first, the Massachusetts immigrants have definitely affected the political scene in New Hampshire. They've been invading here for a long time, and they've been fairly successful at implementing some of their ideas. So certainly they're pretty entrenched, and that's a lot of that. A lot of them is what we're dealing with here as far as bringing in liberty activists to counteract some of the statist stuff that's been put forth by people like that.
As you were saying, recalling the sign that says "Use common sense, live free or die," I was thinking, man, can we send the city council by that sign and have them read it? Because it seems like they've forgotten. I'm new to this, and I'm kind of getting a feel for some of the local politicians and what they do, and it seems like they all have some kind of self-interest in controlling government and using it to their own ends.
But of course they do. That's the nature of power. I mean, those who seek it are going to be the ones who inevitably find it, and they will wield it. And there was another point he made. What was the thing before? Your question again, I'm spaced a little on you had a couple points.
Ron Paul,
that was what it was.
Because you guys had there was the Operation New Hampshire or whatever, where that
Live
one fellow, he brought a bunch of people to New Hampshire. They had crazy activists all over. And it's showing in the polls wasn't that good.
Well, I have a few critiques on the Ron Paul campaign, and some of them come from our side and some come from their side. I don't think Ron Paul wanted to win the presidency. He just certainly didn't want to win it very badly. I don't think he didn't campaign as hard as a lot of the dirty, nasty politicians out there that really wanted it. And you know, he came here and did some speeches, and that was great. But I just I think that translated to some people in the sense that they were saying, you know, he doesn't have a chance.
Wait a minute. What else is he supposed to do besides come and give a speech? I mean, he's a politician.
He said he wasn't going to miss any votes in Washington, D.C. Do you think John McCain said that?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, he wasn't on the road doing the campaigning stuff like a lot of the politicians were.
And he wasn't campaigning as much.
And I'd like to say that New Hampshire, by a little bit, managed to, you know, we got more people to vote for Ron Paul in the primary than any other primary in the United States until one that was way, way later, and I think it might have been Montana or something. We were successful in that respect, and we had the only town in the United States that went for Ron Paul in the primary. I mean, I wish it had been better. I thought it was going to be about twice as good of a showing as it was, but it was a beautiful day in, what was it, February or January. It's not like a snowstorm was coming down or anything like that, so people went out to the polls and they voted. It would have been better for us if it had been a blizzard.
Well, and the reality of the situation is here, I mean, what we're talking about is the Free State Project and why it wasn't as successful with the Ron Paul campaign, because we've got all these incoming liberty activists here to New Hampshire, and there have been a few hundred so far that have made the move. Sam is one of the most recent ones here, having been here about a week and a half, 2 weeks at this
point. Probably half of, almost half of them have come after Ron Paul.
That's a good point. And the, yeah, by the time Ron Paul had begun, we're talking about a year ago now, I mean, for, as far as the primary is concerned. So there's a lot more activists that have come since then, but also we're also talking about the very beginning. We're talking about the very cusp of the Free State Project. This is a movement that has, I mean, barely even qualifies as begun yet. It has begun, but only a few hundred people. We're expecting thousands of activists in the long run. So it's a long-term project, and so to expect miracles at this stage in the game, I think, is a little unrealistic. But I'm glad people are expecting a lot from the Free State Project. I guess that means that it says it's worthwhile to some people.
It's a lot of expectation from a group of people that, you know, that aren't them.
I think the Paul campaign certainly could have done some things that would have been more effective and given him better results. But really, I think until the activists in the liberty movement can learn to craft their message in a way that appeals to the mainstream and reaches out to and just reaches the people that are, you know, the average American that's sitting out there watching 4 or 5 hours of TV a day, until we can get through to those people and put our message to them in a way that they don't have any way to discount it or to throw it off and say no, that doesn't work, or that will never happen. Until we can reach those people, we're going to have some ground to cover, I guess.
Any thoughts, Roy?
Yeah, just a clarification, and then I'll get out of here. When I was referring to the activists, I was referring to, I forget the guy's name. I think it was Sanjay something. He was a engineer at Google.
Vijay Boypati.
Yeah, he had brought a lot of people to New Hampshire from around the country. I know the Free State Project is the Free State Project thing, but it was Vijay who brought all the people for Ron Paul to New Hampshire. I kind of expected between them and the supposed entrenched liberty in New Hampshire, I just expect a little bit more from Ron Paul.
But I expected more, too.
I'd like to say that I think you're expecting too much from political movements. I think that I'm no fan of politics, and I've been involved deep. I've managed campaigns. I mean, I've been involved. I'm certainly not the most political of people, but at one point I was pretty heavily in. And the fact is, you can pour time, money, and effort into politics. If we find him down, we got a lot of car noise there. You can pour time, money, and effort into politics and get very, very low return on investment. If you're looking for return on investment, I don't believe it will be found in the political realm. That said, there have been some political successes here in New Hampshire. I mean, there have been some liberty has been defended in a number of cases, and there are now 4 Free State Project actual members that have been elected to the New Hampshire State House. So there is some activity happening, and it is moving in the right direction, but it is slow. I mean, you're talking about turning the Titanic here. This is a very big ship, and it's very, very difficult to get anything to change with the political process because it's designed to prevent outsiders from coming in.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. products. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours totally free at freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word of the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, and trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231 to the AMP line. We talked to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Hello, Gene.
Hello, fellas. Hey, everybody better watch out. The Christian anarchist is in the air again.
What's going on?
Well, I got my certificate back for flying, so after 15 years, I'm flying again.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, but I called to talk about a meeting we had this weekend with a Chinese lady, kind of a distant relative of my wife's in China,
mm-hmm.
And she's in Oklahoma City, currently working at a university there, and her husband is with her, just came over from China. She's been there for about over a year, and her husband just joined her, and he's a professor at some university over there. So we're talking about your educated kind of people that you would think would be the kind of person you want to immigrate to this country, right?
That's what they claim.
Yep, and so what's happening now, and when I met my wife, which was 16 years ago, she had gotten over here on a similar arrangement, and that was kind of like the holy grail of the Chinese people back 15, 16, 17 years ago. They would do whatever they could to get over here because they all wanted to immigrate to the United States.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So now you've got this gal. She's She's been here over a year working at a university. Her husband just joined her. They're looking to go back to China as soon as her commitment is up. They don't want to stay in this country anymore.
Wow.
You know, so we have gone from a place that was 15 years ago the place to go on this planet to a place now that, you know, maybe I don't even want to stay there. You know, even if I've got the opportunity to stay there, you know, maybe I'll go back to China instead.
That, I have to say, is really telling.
Yep. And while we were talking, one of the things that came up over dinner was the ability to cheat on taxes in China is so much easier than the ability to, of course, I don't like to call it cheating. I call it keeping my own damn money.
Sure.
That's what I call it. But they've made the point that it's a whole lot easier in China to save your, to keep your money out of the clutches of the government than it is in this country, which is supposedly the land of the free. So,
hey, Gene, do you have any idea what the relative size of the Chinese government versus the U.S. government is?
I don't. I'm sure the numbers are readily available online. I know that as far as their gross national product to the amount of money they spend on national defense is a far smaller ratio than what we spend. You know?
Certainly. I'm just thinking
that we spend is just ridiculous.
The U.S. government is far more sophisticated in its encroachments into business. It's just got its hooks into everything so that it's much easier for them to track and account for all of this money that they demand a portion of.
The scary thing is that other countries are learning from the United States.
Sure.
So, the places like China are getting more and more like ours. You know, they're starting to hand out tickets left and right, too. I mean, that for revenue generation, this has been a big cash cow for the United States at every level of government is writing out tickets and infractions for everything they can think of. And that's why they want to write all those laws, is because it, you know, brings in money for the mostly for the smaller government entities.
Well, and the U.S. government. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, the federal government can just print up whatever money they want. But the local and state governments, they have to find revenue generation. So they do it through writing infractions.
Plus, one of the reasons why the U.S. federal government is so large in comparison to other governments around the world, I mean, even if you're looking at population, you would think countries with greater population should be have larger governments. It's not necessarily true, because the U.S. government had a number of years in which there was a lot less regulation than there is today. And so businesses and entrepreneurs were allowed to flourish. And so essentially the economy grew so quickly that when the government did start getting larger in the more recent decades, it was essentially able to, as a parasite would, suck off a much larger beast. So, you know, the country had become a much larger marketplace, and the parasite of the state was able to siphon off, even if it was the same percentage as what they were getting from other countries, it would be a significantly a larger portion of money, or a larger amount, rather.
It reaches a critical mass, you're saying, so at some point it's able to just really explode into all kinds of areas.
Well, it was like Stefan Molyneux said in his recent video about farms. When you allow the farm animals to be a little more free, but still they're still locked into the farm, they still can't leave and or whatever. They still are having their wealth extracted from them. If they have more freedom to choose and more freedom to do things, they are better producers. And those better producers means more to siphon off the top for the government. So those governments.
The people that are my age, we've had the opportunity, since I grew up in the 50s and the 60s, we've had an opportunity to see the encroachment firsthand. And I think that a lot of people my age are starting to wake up. We're hearing a lot of more grumbling, a lot of more people thinking that, you know, seeing their 401ks disappearing and their Social Security probably not going to be there when they want it. So people are waking up. They're saying, you know, when I was a kid, it was, we actually had some freedom. Now we don't have any freedom anymore. And I think that that this is the year we see it all come tumbling down. Really
this year?
Is.
Well, I hope you're right. When you say it all come tumbling down, do you mean the complete dissolution of the United States of America?
I mean the fall of Rome, yes. The United States will cease to exist. And what there will be in its aftermath will probably be smaller, more localized governments with, I hope, more freedom.
You know what? I hope your prediction is absolutely correct. I don't think it can happen soon enough. And if it's 2009, then that would be super. I hope you're right, Gene, and I thank you for the call tonight.
It'd make me feel sad, but I don't think there's any saving this.
Why would it make you feel sad, Mark? Just because you've been so indoctrinated with the state and with the nationalist pride?
Yep.
He wouldn't get to say the pledge, wave the flag anymore.
You could have waved the New Hampshire flag.
All excited about that stuff.
I like those. New Hampshire needs a better flag.
You can make your own flag. Edgeland.
I would like that, too, but I don't think that just because the United States government goes away that Edgeland would come into existence.
Okay. I'm just trying to give you something to wave.
So as... I was
the man needs a flag.
I was talking today with my wife about just kids and pop music. I was listening to the Baby Einstein.
Those
video.
Darn kids.
The Baby Einstein video was playing, and you know they were giving their little spiel. They had like a 2 minute long commercial at the end of their like 15 minute video.
That you pay $60 for, or
something like that. I think it was given by a friend. And they were saying how they're trying to, make parents and children more interactive with music or something. And I said, I was thinking about this person I used to live with who had a 5-year-old daughter, a beautiful little girl, and she would sing pop songs with her. And I just remember her, the little girl, singing, "I want to lick, 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 lick you from your head to your toe." it was so...
It was kind of awkward, I bet.
Yeah, like it was weird.
Yeah.
And, I can see how a kid may or may not understand what those things were. And then I was thinking, is this bad? Is this dangerous? It certainly makes me uncomfortable. I can tell you that. But then I think about, bad, dangerous songs like America the Beautiful and the Star-Spangled Banner and I can't remember.
You're
what
saying it's those songs are dangerous because they're indoctrinating?
They are indoctrinating, and they make Americans believe that the country is the politicians are the country, and the country is the politicians. And
whatever they do is
okay. No matter what, it's America, and we stand beside her and guide her and all that other good stuff. And God's, stamping out the vineyards with the grapes of wrath or sword and cutting people down with his terrible swift sword. Especially those slanty-eyed Nipponese and those darn Islamic folks. Like, these songs, to some extent, they get people whipped up into a militaristic fervor.
Well, didn't you say that you
think
that...
worse? A little girl singing, "I want to lick, lick, lick you from your head to your toes," 5 years old, or that kind of indoctrination?
Well, that is a challenging question.
Well, there's no answer to it.
Now, 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're welcome to attempt to answer the question. 800-259-9231, or ask your own, or bring up whatever it is that you want. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do so by learning how to promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Whole list of things you can do there. Most of them are completely free. That's promote.freetalklive.com. Help us get this show into more ears around the world. Promote.freetalklive.com. All right, so let's talk about nuclear power plants. Since you said, Mark, you had a neat little development that you started the show out with, this flying car that's allegedly to be released next month, I figured I'd share another interesting little marketplace development from The Guardian, guardian.co.uk. Nuclear power plants smaller than a garden shed and able to power 20,000 homes will be on sale within 5 years, say scientists at Los Alamos, the U.S. government laboratory which developed the first atomic bomb. The miniature reactors will be factory-sealed, contain no weapons-grade material, have no moving parts, and will be nearly impossible to steal because they'll be encased in concrete and buried underground. The U.S. government has licensed the technology to Hyperion, a New Mexico-based company, which says last week that it has taken its first firm orders and plans to start mass production within 5 years. Our goal is to generate electricity for 10 cents a kilowatt hour anywhere in the world, said the chief executive of the company. They'll cost approximately $25 million each for a community with 10,000 households. That's a very affordable $2,500 per home. Deal claims to have more than 100 firm orders, largely from the oil and electricity industries, but says the company is also targeting developing countries and isolated communities. He said it's a leapfrog technology. They plan to set up 3 factories, produce 4,000 plants between 2013 and 2023. So they already have a pipeline for 100 reactors, and they're taking their time to tool up to mass produce the reactor. And I think this is very interesting because it does mention that this is apparently a government laboratory that has come out with this. So could somebody take this and say, aha, see, we do need the government to develop new nuclear-grade power companies.
It's probably only the government that would be able to do this.
That's a very realistic possibility.
I don't know.
Wait. I thought this was developed overseas years ago.
Really? Maybe it was. I thought that Hitachi was doing something similar to this.
I remember reading some articles about the pebble bed reactors and They're the size of a small car that you drop them in. They don't require any maintenance. I think this similar technologies have been around for years.
So you think the U.S. government's essentially ripping off?
Well, I think part of the problem is the public perception. I mean, you hear about Chernobyl and some of the other accidents, and that's old technology. Nuclear power is much cleaner and safer than it's ever been. It's not run the same way. You don't have the same problems that you do with some of these plants that are out there that have been operating for decades.
So what you've got here, though, is the government's bringing this in, and as you say, Mark, maybe they are the only people that can do this research legally, because it was my understanding that there was a ban. I believe there's a moratorium on building any nuclear power facilities. So, I mean, if they've got a moratorium on building the facilities, there's probably severe regulations on what kind of experimentation you can do with this stuff.
It's likely that it's possible that a company is in cahoots with the government to bring this out or something like that. They could have gotten the contract and they're helping or moving along or something like that, too.
So they already have some orders from, and at least they're passing this on to some sort of private organization that can handle it instead of having the government out marketing something, which would be an awful idea. But the first orders have come in from a Czechoslovakian infrastructure company specializing in water and power plants. Also, they're in talks with developers in the Cayman Islands in the Bahamas. The reactors are only a few meters in diameter and will be delivered on the back of a lorry to be buried underground. It must be refueled every 7 to 10 years.
Are they going
to
ship a lorry in from Great Britain? Because I don't know where they're going to get one here.
Because the reactor is based on a 50-year-old design that has proved safe for the students to use, a few countries are expected to object to plants on their territory. An application to build the plants will be submitted to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission next year. He says you could never have a Chernobyl-type event. There are no moving parts. And that's got to be great news for as far as anything breaking down, period. Temperature-wise, it's too hot to handle. It would be like stealing a barbecue with your bare hands, so there's nobody going to be able to steal these things. Other companies are known to be designing micro-reactors. Here you go, Sam. Toshiba has been testing 200-kilowatt reactors measuring roughly 6 meters by 2 meters. Designed to fuel smaller numbers of homes for longer, they could power a single building for up to 40 years. I think this is just such a cool idea. Love the idea of bringing in a miniature nuclear plant and powering a small amount of houses. And, Sam, it touches on something I think you'd called in about a little while back when we were talking about the power monopoly and how it is that there's so much waste on the power lines. You've got this central power station, and then it has to transmit the power over miles upon miles of lines, losing all kinds of energy in the process. And if we had a decentralized power grid, not only would there be fewer failures less often.
Yeah, when you think about the power failures, what is it that always happens? The branches
goes down.
Yeah, branches freeze or get covered in ice. They snap off, they fall over the lines, and they break. Whereas if we had a decentralized power structure where maybe I have something like this in my backyard and I'm providing power for my neighbors, or I have a wind turbine or a solar array, who knows what kind of technological advances would come out in the next 10 years. If I do lose power, it's only going to affect a very small number of people, and I'm also going to look for neighbors around me who are maybe using a different technology that I can interconnect with, so that if my system goes down, they can produce enough capacity to keep my customers happy. And chances are it's going to run much smoother than what we have today. This is really along the same lines as the way the Internet works. When was the last time the Internet went down?
Yeah, exactly. That level of decentralization. I mean, can you imagine there was a problem here recently in New Hampshire with this ice storm a few weeks ago, and people were out of power for many of them a week or longer. And that's a long time to be out of power, especially in the middle of the wintertime when your pipes could freeze, or worse, you could freeze. And it was an awful situation, and a lot of people were very upset about the slow reaction time from the government monopoly power provider, that's what we have, that's what we're dealing with today. We're stuck, number one, in the 1970s as far as regulation of power companies. They just can't develop new things. They can't create new nuclear plants. So even the power companies themselves are restricted from what they can do. But plus there's a monopoly, so they don't really have any incentive to do any serious development or research or anything like that, or innovation. And so they just kind of take their time and they bide their time and, oh, well, you know, when the power lines go down, well, if you're living in a popular, rich area, you'll probably be reconnected relatively quickly. If you're way out in the woods and you're the only person on the line that's been disconnected, well,
not so much.
Too flippin' bad, right?
Yeah.
But if you had a situation like what you're talking about with various different power generating entities in different locations, like if you've got a neighborhood and it's all being fed by one power location, if a Branch falls on one of those lines, presuming they're even using overhead lines. It would seem to be a worthy investment to just put them underground. But
for some reason, they don't do that here.
It's expensive.
It is.
It's expensive, and nobody's competing, so why spend the money? So let's presume they actually do have overhead lines. One of them comes down. When you make that service call, it's going to somebody that's down the street from you.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to respond lickety-split because, well, they only have so many customers to deal with in that particular range, and making one fix may be enough to fix the entire problem. So it would be so far and above a better system, but yet we're stuck right now in this current situation where the regulations prevent anybody from developing anything new, and it prevents anybody new from stepping in and competing with the existing marketplace. So if we could free ourselves from the power monopoly, we could see very, very cheap forms of power developed relatively quickly, I think.
And what amazes me is people will sit there and complain about the power outages and this and that, but they never, ever think enough to connect the dots that government is what's restricting and holding them in this current paradigm of power delivery and distribution systems.
I agree. It seems very strange up here in New Hampshire, where in my town, it seems like everybody has a tractor or some kind of bulldozing type equipment, some kind of heavy machinery. No one in Florida had one of these things.
Okay.
The cost of a tractor, you could set up a windmill and some solar panels and all that kind of stuff and probably go off the grid. Your lifestyle might change a little bit, but you'd think that the sacrifice would be made for these, you know, the drop in service that comes on a pretty regular basis.
Is it that often? I don't know how often.
Well,
it is.
Out in the
hinterland. In the woods, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't happen in Keene, but...
Right. So in addition to, since we're talking about developments, I also spotted a neat little article, which I'm not going to get into, but it was about the idea of, well, what happens to farming when population really expands? You know, this sort of vision that a lot of paranoiacs have about, oh, my God, the humans are taking over the earth. Of course, we know that's not true. You can fit all the human beings in the earth in a very, very small area. There's really plenty of room here. But what if room starts to run out? Well, they said vertical farming. There are people that are developing technologies to create farms in urban areas in vertical building-like structures.
People are doing it now in their own apartments. There's these window box things that they have. My wife and I are going to start doing tomatoes just in our windows.
Well, coming up here, hour number three is on the way. Texas judge corrupt. We'll talk about it. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.